Educational videos for babies and toddlers have exploded in popularity in the last few years. From Baby Einstein to Brainy Baby, there are more than 300 new titles on the market. Many of them claim to give children a jump start or to stimulate cognitive development. A new report from the Kaiser Family Foundation says those claims have never been tested. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
The media company Brainy Baby produces some of the best-selling videos. One called Left Brain is designed to inspire logical thinking in babies 6 months and older. Set to this classical sound, the screen shows brightly colored objects that move around, and a narrator helps make sense of them.
What are these animals?
Brainy Baby producer Marcia Grimsley says in this scene, the animals become a puzzle game, which builds what she calls left brain thinking.
That's building left brain thinking by engaging the child in the logical thinking. You'll see the two puzzle pieces switched around.
The narrator will then ask,
is that correct?
Oops, that's not right.
Then images move around the screen again until they fit into the right spot.
There, that's right. It's a frog and a mouse.
Babies and toddlers can be mesmerized by these images, and many parents assume this means their child is learning or benefiting from the video. The Kaiser Family Foundation and pediatrician Dimitri Christakis wanted to look into these assumptions, particularly since preliminary research suggests exposure to screen media in children under two might be bad.
There's at least a theoretical reason to be concerned that exposure to these kinds of products might actually be harmful.
Babies look mesmerized by the video because Christakis says they're using what's known as the orienting reflex. This is the what's that instinct that prompts the brain to focus on a new sight or sound.
These programs directed at young infants exploit the orienting reflex by constantly changing scenes, having flashing lights and sounds. They keep the child focused on the screen. They have to do that, in effect, because infants don't understand the content. Right? They don't actually know what they're looking at. They're stimulated by the constant changing scenery.
Prior research has shown that the more TV children watch before the age of three, the more likely they are to have attentional problems by seven. Given these studies and the popularity of baby videos, the Kaiser Family Foundation commissioned a review of 29 of the most popular educational media products. Vicki Rideout is a foundation vice president.
We found there was no published research on any of the commercially available educational media products for kids, nothing to document in a scientific way whether they do or don't benefit kids.
So next, the Kaiser researchers went to the companies that produce the videos and asked them how they evaluate whether their educational claims hold up. Marcia Grimsley of Brainy Baby says her company relies on feedback from customers.
Our evidence is based on the testimonials that we hear from our customers. We have thousands of testimonials from parents telling us exactly what their children have learned.
Parental testimonials are not proof that the product actually works by any stretch.
Pediatrician Dimitri Christakis says the way to really measure learning outcomes is to compare one group of children that watches educational media products with another group that doesn't.
You would measure both of them before and after a certain amount of time of using the product, and you would see whether the kids who used it actually learned their letters or their numbers better than the other kids.
Kaiser's Vicki Rideout says it's entirely possible that some educational media are beneficial. Studies have shown, for instance, that the Sesame Street television show enhances the verbal skills of preschool-aged kids. But these researchers say the message to parents is that they should be skeptical of claims that baby videos enhance learning.
There truly is a national neurosis that your child will be left behind if they're not watching Baby Einstein and neighbor kids are.
Christakis says what research has nailed down is that human interaction with young children in the form of reading and playing does make a difference. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.